I'm Sylvia Burgos Toffness, and this is Deep Roots Radio. Every week, my guests help us connect the dots between what we eat and how it's grown, because every single food dollar we spend either protects or degrades the environment, produces foods with high nutrition or empty calories, and either helps pay a fair wage or keeps farm workers among the working poor. We get to make that choice every time we push a cart through the grocery store, visit the farmer's market, and eat at a restaurant. I hope you enjoy this interview. Well, Bobby Maher, thank you so much for making your time available for this Deep Roots Radio interview.
Well, thanks for having me on again. It's fun to talk to you again.
Well, you know, we have something coming up that's pretty special in a couple of weeks. And I was wondering if you might be able to describe for our listeners this event.
It's a two-day event. It's November 14th and 15th. And really, it came out of some of the earlier workshops that the Hungry Turtle Learning Center started putting on this summer. And we really just, by talking with the people who had been workshop participants, started to get the feedback that people really wanted an opportunity to participate in a lot of different things together and come to Amory for the weekend, and then really looked to partner with a number of Amory and Polk County partners who could participate in it as well. And so I'm really excited. The Amory Public Library has been a partner with us. We're doing some events at the fire department, as well as Hungry Turtle Farm and the Food Hub downtown. Polk United is one of our sponsors as well, and they're putting on a wellness fair as part of the weekend on Saturday afternoon. And then ArtC is a big part as well. They have their normal gallery opening that second weekend of every month on Friday evening. So we're really trying to partner with people to really make a great weekend event that families can come and take a day trip out to Amory, or if you're in the region, you can come down and meet up with people and just really learn about a lot of different things, or just have a nice relaxing weekend too.
You know, one of the things that I find so interesting is that the Hungry Turtle Weekend is an event put on by a fairly new entity called the Hungry Turtle Farm and Learning Center. Could you describe a little bit about that organization?
Yes, so the Hungry Turtle Learning Center is one of the key organizations that's part of the Amory Food Hub, which is down on Keller Avenue in Amory. And we partner along with Farm Table Restaurant, which some people might have had an opportunity to come in and start eating in, as well as the Hungry Turtle Farmers Cooperative. And we're all separate entities that really work to promote local food, sustainable living, agriculture, but we all do it in different ways. And the Learning Center is particularly focused on using education to provide opportunities for people to connect with one another over food, learn about sustainable growing practices, cooking with seasonal produce, concepts like that. And so we've really sort of taken the reins in a lot of the event things going on to try to bring people together around these concepts of food. And the weekend is just another way for us to do that.
You know, as a one of the farmers, you know, full disclosure, I am one of the farmers in the Hungry Turtle Farmers Cooperative, which is a collection of 13 farms in an area that covers roughly Polk County and St. Croix County in Wisconsin. So we're not very far from the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. And in fact, many of our customers are in Minneapolis and St. Paul. But, you know, trying to reinvent or reimagine a local food system requires many partners. So the farmer is one very significant, obviously, partner. But that whole idea of helping all of us, I guess maybe get re-educated or re-anchored in what good food grown sustainably really means is a really important part of these weekends. And the thing is that it's fun. There are some great things that are being offered this weekend. Bobby, can you kind of give us a rundown of what it is that's going to be happening this weekend? And people, I understand, can actually sign up for many of these things separately, right?
Yes, so a lot of the events, it's a balance. Some of the events do have a small fee attached. Usually that's just to cover the cost of equipment, materials for the classes. In many of the classes, you will make things and take them home with you. We also have a number of free events, and some of those, we also ask that you sign up ahead of time because space is limited. And so I would really encourage people to sign up as early as possible to make sure that if they want to take part in some of these events, that they do that. And they can do that on our website at hungryturtle.net, and there's a sign up for all of the different events. But to start with the weekend and kind of walk you through, everything gets started on Friday evening at 5 to 8, and it's the Artsy Gallery opening that I mentioned. And Artsy is such a great artist collective that really reflects Amory community, a number of artists, again, reflecting the same region that a lot of our farmers do. And so they're going to be having their gallery show going on, and that's free for people to come and check out. And then if people haven't been to Farm Table Restaurant, we really encourage them to come down and eat some of the great food, have the burger at that's Your Beef from Bulbrook Keep, and, you know, try this really great food that these farmers are growing in this Amory community. And it'll be a really relaxed setting.
Yeah, Bobby, well, you know, let me interject here just a second.
Yeah.
That first opening from 5 to 8 on Friday, it's at, as you said, Art Z. So that's A-R-T and then the capital letter Z. Z. Gallery. I'll tell you, I've walked through that gallery so many times and have been so impressed by the creativity and the quality of the oils and the watercolors, the sculptures, the dyed silk scarves, jewelry and pottery. It's just an amazing array of really fine art right here in the small town of Amory.
It is, and they really do. They offer a really diverse range of mediums and artists and points of view. And on the opening, they're actually featuring two artists, Loretta Peterson, who's a textile artist, and Dick Lee, who's a watercolor, does oil pastels as well. And they're both members, member artists of Art Z. And so their work's going to be highlighted as part of that opening at that time. Mm. But again, there's a lot of other work that's there, and they do a really incredible job at connecting artists in the area and really, again, reflecting this community. We'd definitely encourage people to come and check out the work that they're doing.
Then what happens later that evening?
So later that evening, again, we encourage people to come down, check out the food hub. We're also having music that's free as well. You don't need to sign up for it either. We're going to do it in the nonprofit space, which is the middle space of the food hub building. And it's with an artist named J.E. Sunday. Some people may know him as John Sunday. And he played in a band called the Daredevil Christopher Wright that were very popular. They were up for a Wisconsin Music Award. And they actually lived in Amory for a number of years and were based in Amory. And John is a terrific songwriter, really incredible, and has been touring behind his new record that came out this year. And so he's going to be performing a really special kind of intimate show in that space. And so I'm really excited. I've known John for a long time, just a great person, great musician. And we're really excited to have him out here for part of the weekend. And I know he was excited to come back to Amory to perform and be able to bring his music back to the community as well. And that's a totally free event. So we really encourage, you know, come down, have some dinner, have a drink, come over to the nonprofit space and gather around for what should be a really special concert.
Great. All right. Then Saturday.
Saturday. And then things get started again. More free events to start the morning with. We're working with Olive Yoga Studio, Libby Higgins, who runs that. And we're going to offer a free morning yoga class. that starts at 9 in the morning, 9 to 10. It'll be in that same nonprofit space at the Food Hub. Space is limited, though, for that class, as you can imagine. And so we're really encouraging people to sign up ahead of time. We've already had a number of people signed up. So if you want to start your morning with some yoga, sign up online, and it's totally free. And I think it's going to be a great way to start your morning and get ready for a lot of these other workshops and things going on that day. And following that, we have a couple different workshops. We have your home bread baking workshop, and maybe you can tell us more about what you're specifically doing with your class.
I'm sure people would
be excited to hear about that.
The point of the class is actually to help people make kind of hearth breads, or what might be viewed or called artisan breads, in your own home oven. So you, my whole idea is that if you manipulate the wetness of the dough and the time that it takes for creating your loaf, you can really get a great approximation of those loaves that come out of those big brick ovens. So that's the point of that class, and it runs from 9 to noon.
Yeah, and I'm really excited. I'm hoping I'm not so busy that I can't spend a good chunk of time in your class that day. It's definitely that time of year where having lots of homemade bread in the house is a very nice thing. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And again, encourage people to sign up online for that. Running at the same time, though, a little bit, as people get into town a little bit later, we're doing a free home coffee brewing workshop from 10:30 to noon at the Food Hub building. And we're bringing a really great guy, Tyler Liebman, who's from Truestone Coffee out of the Twin Cities. And they're the ones that actually supply the coffee to Farm Cable Restaurant as well. And so they're going to be, they'll have some of their coffee available to try different beans. They're going to talk about that process, also sustainably sourcing their coffee in the small farms that they work with, but really teaching people a couple different strategies for how to, you know, make really high quality coffee at home. We had a class earlier this year with another instructor up from Milwaukee, and I think one of the great things that you learn in this class is the process that these farmers go through to really grow sustainably these coffee beans. And when you see everything that goes into that, you can't not want to just brew the absolute best cup of coffee that you can, and really appreciate all the work that goes into that. And so we're really excited to have Tyler. Again, that's a free workshop as well, but space is limited for it.
Good enough. Good enough. Then you have a wellness fair?
We do. So we've been working with Poke United. Poke United's a wonderful group that was started in the past 2 years out of wellness plans for Polk County, and run a lot by the Polk Health Department as well. And so what we're doing, it's actually going to take place in the Fire Department building, which is just down the street from the Food Hub, a block. And there's going to be a number of different organizations who all come together, and they meet numerous times during the year to connect and share resources. And this is a really great opportunity for community members to come and learn about the different resources in their community. And it's a really broad group. It's everyone from the Polk United representatives themselves and the Polk County Health Department to Amory Fitness Center. There's the Polk County Special Olympics are part of it as well. The UW Extension's doing a bit, SNAP Fitness, Amory Hospital and Clinic. They're talking about blood pressure and general information. So there's really a lot of different and a wide variety of groups that are coming and taking place to talk about what they do, talk about that role of wellness. And as you mentioned before, coming together in that role that good, healthy food plays with all of them, but also provide community members just with an awareness of the resources that are in Polk County. And there's really great organizations
so you can,
taking place in that.
So you can walk through there And also maybe take advantage a little bit of another thing that's happening at about the same time, that noon to three time slot, called the Lexicon of Sustainability.
That's correct. The Lexicon of Sustainability is a really incredible organization, and some people may be familiar with them through some of their videos that are produced through PBS. Mm-hmm. They are broadcast throughout the country, and really it's a group that is committed to communicating these ideas of sustainable living, very much in line with Hungry Turtle Learning Center, and providing different ways to talk about these concepts, teach people what does it mean, what does grass-fed mean when you're talking about these?
Right.
What are these concepts of eating locally or food range and where things come from? What are these concepts? And so they do it in a lot of different ways. There's a video series, like I said, that PBS show. They have an artwork, touring artwork series as well, with these really great images of community members involved in sustainable agriculture and different projects. And they do these pop-up shows all over the country. They're a really incredible organization, and we're really lucky to have them out in Amory with us. And again, it's a great way to just learn about some of these simple concepts and what that means. And like I said, their art is really terrific. The videos are terrific. And you can stop by and talk with Amy Kohlner, who's going to be there from the organization, about what they do and how this fits in with Hungry Turtle and the Amory community.
Uh-huh.
And again, totally free. It's at the same time and in the same space as the Wellness Fair. So
oh,
it should be
okay.
A really great opportunity in the afternoon to just walk around and really learn about all these great things going on in Polk County. And just connect with these people.
Well, you know, we only have about 4 minutes left, but I know that there's still more that's going to be offered in the afternoon. Can you give us an idea of what?
Sure. So
up?
There's two other terrific workshops. There's a season extension workshop with Claire Hintz from Elsewhere Farm. It's a great opportunity to learn in this cold weather climate that we live in how to extend your growing season. And she's really going to focus on everything from extending your flower box to your farm-sized operation and looking at different strategies for that. And she's really incredible and has her PhD in sustainability education with a particular focus in regenerative agriculture and all that. She's a really terrific person to have out there. And then the other workshop we have at 3:30 to 5:30 is with Gist Fermentations, which is a really great new fermentation bar, actually, that's opening up in the Twin Cities.
Hmm.
But talking about fermenting produce and doing things, and you're going to make stuff together. Really great guy, Jim Bovino, is going to come out to do that workshop in the Food Hub space as well. And so those workshops are going on in the afternoon. Really would encourage people, again, sign up ahead of time because I think they're going to be really popular and you'll want to make sure to get your space. And the last thing then is in the evening, you know, we hope stick around, check out Amory, have some dinner. But from 7 to 10, I'm really excited about this gallery show that's going to be installed in the Food Hub building with two really incredible artists, Katie Reese and Kate Casanova. Both of them have just really have a presence nationally and internationally for their work. They really do a lot of different mediums, and their work is really reflecting agriculture, the natural world, how that's involved. And both of the artists will be there for the event. It'll be another terrific way. Come have some dinner and a drink and walk over to the gallery space with us and have a really terrific night talking about art and agriculture and how that reflects the community as well.
Wow, there's so much hands-on to do. This is fun. This is fun. I know I'd better sign up for a couple of these myself before the week is out. Again, where can people go, Bobby, in order to sign up for these classes and to learn more?
Yes, people can go to hungryturtle.net to find more information. If you just click on the Gather, our calendar page, there's an event, and it has much more detailed information about all of the classes, the instructors, the people involved, and a link to sign up for those classes online. So, like I said, we'd encourage people to sign up early and often for all of the workshops that would like to take place in over the weekend. But we also want people to know that there are a number of free events as well, and just you know, hope people will come out and see what's going on out in Amory, because I think it's really exciting. And as you said, it should be a really fun weekend.
Well, good. Thank you so much, Bobby. And again, Amory, Wisconsin is a very beautiful, very scenic drive from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. So it's an easy way to get into your car, kind of pack up the kids, leave your laundry for another weekend, and come out and have some fun with us here in Amory, Wisconsin. And the food hub, you know, this is another way to help us all connect the dots between what we eat and how it's grown, and have a really, really fun time doing it. Thanks an awful lot, Bobby.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the weekend and looking forward to everyone who comes out and getting a chance to meet with them as well.
Good enough. Well, I hope you have a good rest of the weekend.
Oh, thank you, Sylvia. You too. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Visit my website, bronxtobarn.com, to download this and past interviews, to learn about my farm, and to reserve 100% grass-fed beef. We deliver to Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks.